Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to whatever this is, podcast, interview, chat, whatever. My good friend Remy Meyer and myself decided to catch up this morning and chat about getting members in the new year break right now. Very important. And we don't really have any structure. We're just catching up on a Friday morning, Thursday evening. And hopefully we can drop some knowledge bombs, some insights that'll help you guys get more members and keep them longer during the new year period. Remy, what's going
on? What's up, man? Good to see you. Good to catch up with you. Always good to talk.
You too. You too, man. You're in the Dominican Republic right now, yeah?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Just living your dream, windsurfing, sitting by the beach. I'm jealous,
man. Yeah, kitesurfing, yeah. I started kitesurfing in Bali, now I kitesurf here, yeah. All right, so let's speak about the new year, yeah? It's, what is it today? It's the 4th. And so is the new year, the resolutions. And so what can we do? Right now, it's a bit tough because the inflation, the aftermath of COVID. Mm. And so what can we do now to try to get the new clients? What's your view on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the kind of elephant in the room, the biggest issue the box owners have this time of the year is they actually get a little bit complacent when it comes to getting new members through the door, because this is a time of abundance when it comes to leads, especially after the holiday period. Box owners, I think, get a little bit used to things being a bit quiet, the phone's not dinging or ringing as much as it used to. And then all of a sudden, January kicks in and it's going crazy. And you've got friends bringing friends and you've got people walking in the door and your Instagram and your email is lighting up. And I think the biggest mistake people make is they see this abundance of leads and they go, that's enough. Things are actually going pretty good. I don't need to do anything else because this extra 4 or 5 leads a week that I'm getting is more than I was getting a month or two ago. So I'm just happy with that, which is awesome. I love that they're getting those leads. But I think what we really try and help people with and push people is, if that's the kind of response that you're getting right now with all of the New Year's resolution, New Year, New Me type stuff, and you're not doing anything, imagine if you just did something. Just a little bit of something. So that's the biggest issue that I see is don't be excited that you're getting more leads than you were right now. See the opportunity to get even more. Really capitalize it. What's the saying? Make hay while the sun shines. So I think that's what we're going to break down. And I think we've got some two really different but complementary perspectives on, for me, how to get more members through internal means, and for you, how to get more members through external means. What do you reckon?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's... Gym owners are like, yeah, usually December is my worst month, but then January is my best month. And that's just the way it is. How about we find ways to make December a great month and to make January a super great month, an excellent month? I don't think that gym owners should stay complacent and that they should just advertise during the whole month of December, even if it's during the holidays, during Christmas, during New Year's Eve, so that starting January 2nd, they can go on a bunch of consultations. I was on holidays from the 23rd to the 2nd. I continued personally to advertise. I didn't take sales calls during the holidays. But now on January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, I had 3, 4, 5 sales calls a day every day since then. So I think it's important to continue to work on your marketing, on your advertising. Could be paid ads. That's my thing. Or you would do a more like a referral stuff, and you would have your own systems to generate more leads. But I don't think we should stay complacent. And actually, to have a strong January, it's important to actually do the work in December.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more, man. Hopefully people can take this advice about December 1st and apply it next year. But we always say, you hear this in the fitness industry all the time, that summer bodies are made in winter. They're kind of the same process, the same idea. Right. January gains are made in November and December.
Yeah.
And I think a big misconception, and I'm sure you see this a lot with paid advertising, a big misconception is that people think that they're going to create the perfect ad, the perfect visual, the perfect copy, the perfect call to action, the perfect conversion page. And that one piece of content, that one ad, is going to take someone who's sitting on the lounge with zero interest in changing their life through fitness, and it's going to make them completely jump up out of their chair and say, oh my God, I'm going to do it. It's not that. Our job is to be there consistently. And hopefully one day we're putting up a message that lines up with them wanting to make a change in their life. We're not going to drag someone. No headline or copy is going to be strong enough to call someone to action who doesn't want to be. But if we can be in their mind, if we can spend November and December, if we're just talking about content, whether it's paid or organic, putting the message out of who we are, what we do, and how we do it from their point of view, not we do CrossFit, but we change lives, we make people feel better about what they see in the mirror, all of that good messaging. And that might not be the right time during December, but we're building, we're in their minds. And then as soon as January comes around and they are in that new year, new me, I need to do something, I ate too much over Christmas, whatever it is that calls them to action, their best friend starts going to the gym and there's some kind of competition and jealousy there, whatever it is, if we've done our job in November and December, we're at the front of their mind. We've put in the work. I think a lot of people see paid advertising as a lazy way around doing the work. And there's, whether we're talking organic social or whether we're talking paid, you can't get away from the work. You've still got to be there. So that would be my biggest thing from an organic point of view in November and December is be there. So when it comes around, when January kicks in and they are in the right mindset, you're at the front of their mind.
So that would be the ideal way to do it. It's January 4th today. We're going to post that maybe tomorrow once the podcast is edited, or tomorrow or in a few days. Yeah. It's going to be January 5th, January 6th. I'm not sure when we're going to post that. What can gym owners do then?
Yeah. Too little, too late. Damn it. If only we had a way back machine and go back to November. So what can they do now? I think I'll cover some internal stuff and then you can cover some external stuff. So internally, and anyone who's followed me for long enough or who's worked with me is probably sick of hearing this, but when it comes to get them, keep them, member acquisition, member conversion, whatever you want to call it, we stick with two really basic principles. And just like with everything else, these two things are supercharged during January. The first one is zombie members, your ex-member list. Everybody in society at this time of year is excited about fitness. That includes those, for a lot of gyms, 1,000, 1,500 ex-members that you've got, that horrible list that we always avoid looking at, because it's depressing to see how many ex-members we've got. But all of those people, we know that they're into fitness. We know that they're into our specific kind of fitness. We know that they're a good fit for the gym. And best of all, this is why I love zombie members so much. They can walk through the door and sign up today, and then they stick around. I don't have to worry about that 90-day, 56% chance of canceling like we have with a normal new member. These ACT members, they've already been through that first 90 days before. They know what it's like. They know about the adaptation, the soreness, and that kind of scary first little bit. So these people have a new year, new me goal as well. That member who trained with you 6 months ago or 3 years ago or 10 years ago, they're just a human like anyone else. So they're sitting at home going, man, I really should get my ass off the couch. I really should drop some of these LBs that I've got over Christmas. I need to get back into the gym. And then right when they're thinking that, their phone goes ding. And who is it? It's a video message from their favorite coach from CrossFit ABC back in the day saying, hey, Johnny, hope you're well. Happy New Year. Haven't seen you in a while. Just wanted to reach out, see how you're doing, see how training's going, and let you know that we'd love to see your face again. If you want to come back, we'd love to have you in the gym, whether you need a free month to get back in the swing of things or a one-on-one skill session to dust off some of that rust, whatever it is you need to get back in, let me know because I want to see your face. So let me know, how's training going right now? And hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Right.
That is the right thing at the right time, right? They're in the right mindset because we can't push that mindset. And you've just put in front of them, because remember, we're not the only ones doing this. Everybody right now in the fitness industry is going crazy. Everybody's running ads. Everybody's doing email campaigns, especially ex-member re-engagement campaigns, all of this stuff. Everyone's doing it. So we have to ask, how do I stand out? What makes us stand out? And it's our community, our personal touch, the quality of our standards. That's what makes us stand out. So don't be lazy and just shoot an SMS or a generic email. Take the extra time. It takes, you guys saw it, 30 seconds to send that video message to a member. And then you go to the next person on the list and you do another one. Next person, another one. Next one, do 20 every morning, 5 days a week. You'll be blown away with how many people you got back. A few quick numbers. My favorite was one of our guys in South Africa. He did 14 of these in one day, the first day he did those, which 14 isn't enough, by the way. But he did 14 and got 7 members back and signed up that night.
That's awesome.
Right. Now, that's an insane conversion rate. I want to be very clear. 50% conversion rate is not going to happen scale for this system.
Yeah.
But we had another box owner in the UK. She did this every single morning for about 10, 15 minutes every morning. And within just under 4 weeks, she got 32 members back. Another box owner, 23 in 8 weeks. By the way, I know these records can be broken. These aren't massive records. But the point I'm getting at is just a little bit of effort, getting outside your comfort zone. I get videos suck. I do it all day, every day, and I hate it. So I get you're uncomfortable. But if being uncomfortable is all it takes to not do something that's going to fill your gym with an extra 20 plus members in 1 month, good members, members that you know, that you trust, that love you, that will stick around for the next year, 2 years, 3 years. If a little bit of discomfort is enough to throw you off that, then maybe this isn't the industry for you. But yeah, so that's number one for me always, man, is zombie members.
And I would say you can do the zombie members, but also the dead leads, right? to keep on zombie and dead. Because you would generate leads from, let's say, Instagram, from your content marketing, from your paid ads, from whatever you do in terms of marketing. And maybe they raise their hands, they express interest, they gave you first name, last name, email address, phone number, but then they never booked that consultation. They never showed up to that maybe free class or whatever you do to get clients, but they did express interest. You can also reach out to those as well. And so what I noticed is that if you just send a generic email and a generic text and maybe multiple texts, multiple emails, if you do only that, you might just get 1% of your zombie clients, former clients, and old leads. 1%, I would say. Yeah. If you start calling also, you might go to 2, 3, 4, 5% if you start calling them and you call them multiple times. But what I really like is to, send that custom video message. It's not a generic video message. It's, okay, how about, you said Johnny, right? Johnny, he was there a year ago. And at the time, they were pregnant. Okay. Hey, Johnny, what's up? Hey, do you have your baby now? How is it going? Like maybe something that you remember about the member and you speak about that. What you can do also is check their Facebook, check their Instagram, check their TikTok, whatever. Check them on their social media. Oh, wow. Your kid now is 2 years old. Wow. Just comment on something. And then that's how you can really create rapport. And then once you send those video messages, then that's how the conversion rate goes through the roof. Because not everybody would pick up the phone when you call them. Not everybody would react to a generic text message or a generic email, but they can only react to a personalized video message. What is like the average conversion rates that you see with your clients when they actually do the work? Mm-hmm. And I do tell my clients to do that. To be honest, not all of them do it because, well, it takes 30 seconds. And some of them, they stay lazy and they just do the generic emails and the text message, maybe WhatsApp message also we do now. WhatsApp message actually is pretty good because the response rate is better. They call, but not everybody would do the video, the custom video. They would do like a generic video, but not all of them would do the custom video. What is your average conversion rate when they send that custom video?
Yeah, so firstly, the factor that affects the conversion rate the most, there's two. Number one is consistency. I get a lot of box owners that will say to me, oh yeah, I did 50 messages today. Great. That's a lot. Good work, man. Now do 50 again and do 50 again, or even better, just do 10 today and 10 tomorrow and 10 the next time. It's the consistency. Right. It's a numbers game at the end of the day. The second thing that massively affects it is the follow-up. A lot of people go, cool, I sent the message. I did the thing, pat myself on the back. And then they wait. People are busy. People have got lives. They saw the message. They didn't watch it. They look at that when I get home, or they watched it and, oh, okay. Kids are busy. Kids are bugging me, right? It's all about the follow-up. So the follow-up for us, without giving too much away, the follow-up is a video message, 3 days later, voice message, 7 days after the original, just SMS message. All of these are personal. They have to be personal. Our difference as a box, as a small gym, as a boutique studio, whatever you want to call it, is our personal touch, that we care, that we have a relationship. I love software. You love software. Automation is amazing, but never let automation take the soul out of what you do. We've got to be very careful and very aware of where we use it. So they're the two factors that affect conversion. The upside of conversion, the higher end of conversion that I've seen is 5, 6, 7%.
When we only do the text message, WhatsApp message, emails, then it would be 1, 2%. If you add a calling, then it becomes 3, 4%. But then it's when you add that video message that then, I agree, that would be more than 5%. Yeah. Depending on the list, how warm the list is. But more than 5%, that's the best.
Yeah. And look, I've had exactly the same experience. I used to bang my head against the wall. There was nothing that made me more frustrated as a coach for box owners than this system, because this is a no-brainer. It's going to cost you nothing other than 30 seconds of your time per member. The results are insane. The kind of members you get, not only do you get them fast, they pay immediately and they stay for longer than the average member. It's a no-brainer. And for years, so I've been doing this now for 12 years, coaching box owners with a short break over COVID. I stopped counting before COVID at 1,600 gyms. I've done it now in 57 countries. And I reckon I've probably had between 10 and 15 of those boxes have actually done this system properly.
Yep.
And properly just means consistently and with a follow-up. Yep. It kills me. It absolutely kills me. And it took me,
just do it. Come on.
It took me forever to work out. Just fucking do it. It took me forever to work out why. And here's why. I want to tell you guys why, and then I want to reverse engineer how to get over it. It's the ex-girlfriend effect. We have a relationship with this person, and that relationship, hot tip, means a lot more to you than it does to them. And I know that's hard to hear, but your gym is your world. It's your everything. A member comes in, they're part of your family. They're part of your tribe. That means so much to you. You put your blood, sweat, and tears literally into this person. To them, they love it. They're a part of your community. It's awesome. But they've also got other parts of their lives. They've got jobs. They've got other hobbies. They've got kids. They've got friends. They've got family. We've got a lot of other stuff going on. A lot of our members live and breathe our gym and our culture. But most of them, this is just a really cool part of their life. So when they leave, we take it hard. And you should take it hard, by the way. And if you ever stop taking it hard, it's time to walk away.
Right.
You've become a heartless bastard. The relationship means we take it hard. For them, maybe work, they got a promotion at work and the new role is a bit overwhelming. Maybe they've just had a new kid and they need to adapt to that. Maybe finances have changed there's a million reasons that they stopped coming to your gym.
Not just you. Yeah.
Right. Maybe you did something or failed to do something that caused them to leave. We always take responsibility for that. But understand that the reason they left probably wasn't because they hated your face and never wanted to see you again. So when you see their name come up on the list, and you get that, ex-girlfriend butterflies in your stomach. I don't want to reach out to them. I don't want to do this. What if they don't like me? What if they say no? What if rejection? You've got to let go of that. Because number one, you don't matter as much as you think. Their memories of you are all the positive stuff that they had happen within your community. Your main memory of them is that day that they came in and told you they wanted to leave.
Right.
That's why you've got that anxiety, that trepidation. Yeah. Second thing to understand, you can't lose.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't be any more a non-member than they are. You can go from zero and stay at zero, or you can go to 0 to 1. There is no going backwards. This isn't going to cost you money. You cannot be negative from this experience. You'll lose 30 seconds of your time to send a message. Worst case scenario, you just had a nice human connection with someone that you used to know.
Yeah.
That's the worst outcome from this. Best outcome is you fill your gym with 20, 30 members in a month that are going to stick around, that are going to be good members, that are going to vibe with the culture, that are actually going to uplift the culture. It's a no-brainer, and it's purely that ex-girlfriend effect that stops people from doing this. You got to get over
it. I have two other tips, I would say, against that ex-girlfriend effect. I would say for the dead leads, you don't have that ex-girlfriend effect. They never were clients. They were just leads to express interest. There is no ex-girlfriend here. They never were clients. So I actually had a client, he did that. He had 4,800 dead leads. We showed him how to do it the right way. And then he generated $27,000 in just 1 month.
Think about the list itself. The way I put the list, especially your ex-members list, but even your ex-leads, and we stagger those. People who came all the way into doing their onboarding process but didn't sign up, that's the highest. They're the hottest. People who did maybe an intro, but not the on-ramp, they're next. People who inquired didn't do the intro, they're down there. Obviously, we start at the top and work our way down. Right. But easy way to think about these lists. Remember, I'm talking to you guys watching this at home now. That list that you're ignoring of X members and X leads, how much money would the box down the road pay for that list? A lot. Yeah. Hell of a lot. That is a valuable list. And it's sitting in your member management system or in an Excel spreadsheet, just burning a hole, doing absolutely nothing. It is worth, I'd pay 10 grand for that list from a box down the road. So I know I'd make that money back month to month. And I want to just help you visualize how we see these people in terms of our priorities when we bring people back in. I wish I had it drawn up on the whiteboard, but we call it our concentric circles of influence. Mm-hmm. So at the very center of this is our members. I love them, but they're already our members. I can't make them any more our member. They're great. Just outside of those, who do we have the most influence on? Who is the closest to being a member? The lowest kind of apple on the tree. That's going to be our ex members. They're right there. Getting them across that line to being a member again is the easiest out of any demographic. Then just outside of those is going to be your ex leads list. So again, prioritized from people who almost completed the process all the way down to people who just inquired. Next circle outside of that is referrals. They're kind of member by association, right. Members by proxy. They're right there. Next one, you've got social media engagers, people who don't just follow you, but they're actually engaging. Right. Then you've got social media followers. And then outside of that, you've got cold leads. This is what we're going after with paid ad. Mm-hmm. Now, it all balances out. For example, the people that are your zombie members, that list is right there. But that's a pretty small concentric circle, because even though your list is big, right, in the scale of things, it might be 1,000 people. When we go all the way to the outside, those people for paid advertising, they're so far away from being a member right now, but there's millions of them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it balances out. So if you want short, fast, easy, if you're saying, Ty, who do I get into the gym? Look at your concentric circles. Look at who you can influence to get across the line the fastest and start working your way out. Yeah. Get all of your zombies, spend 3 months on that, then start following up your former leads. Once you've worked through that, then start following up on engaging people that are engaging through social media. Then the followers, get them to engage. You know, then outside to the paid advertising. If you want lowest hanging fruit, that's how we look at it.
And then I would say also that a tip against that ex-girlfriend effect for the zombie members would be to slightly or completely improve the offer. And then here you can say something like, hey, Johnny, I'm sorry. I understand that 2 years ago, you left the gym, and maybe that's because you are not seeing results. 2 years ago, we were only providing the exercising. We were only providing group classes, which are great, but we all know that it's not enough. It's also about nutrition.
Yes.
And so now, actually, we provide nutrition coaching. And so I'm sorry we were not getting the results 2 years ago. We are trying to do better. I'm sorry. We want to offer you a free one-on-one consultation with us so that we can give you our best recommendation with or without us for you to reach your goals. Would you like to book an appointment? She said, I am sorry because there was a piece that was missing. There was a piece of the puzzle that was missing at the time, but we improved. And so when you say, I'm sorry like that, then they open up and they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was missing. And then there is no ex-girlfriend effect. If you say, I'm sorry to your ex-girlfriend, you have a chance to get her back. If you realize that there was something that was missing that you were doing wrong or you were just not doing. And just come to them with that realization. They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll give it a try again then.
Absolutely, man. People, especially in today's world of bullshit, expert, everyone is a genius on everything. We're all experts on medicine and geopolitics and all that. People really appreciate when you can be humble and honest and fall on your sword and say, hey, Johnny, I understand that a few years ago you decided to leave. And I honestly don't blame you. I think maybe we weren't doing what we should have done. We weren't giving you this, like just being honest. Right. And not this shiny fake thing. People really appreciate that.
Right.
And immediately they put their guards
down. Exactly. Yeah.
Another big part about this when it comes to the offer, we actually call this the anti-offer. What I don't want to do is I don't want to present this as genuine connection, which it is, it has to be, and then do the bait and switch to full on hardcore salesy. It doesn't want to be, hey, Jenny, how you doing? It's been so long. We really miss you. How's little Timmy now? He must be so big. Anyway, I was just thinking, are you ready to come back to CrossFit ABC? I've got a deal for you. One, two, like, I'm being silly, but I don't want it to be, oh, this is a nice message. Oh, okay. I see what he's trying to do. So what we do is the priority here is connect first, convert second, right? So when we do the anti-offer, let's say my hard offer is 1 month of free training and a one-on-one skill session. That kind of covers both of their main concerns. Their main concern is, am I fit to get back into it? And the initial investment of that first month. And from a skill point of view, man, I don't want to feel stupid. We all know what it's like when you pick up a barbell for the first time after a holiday. You feel a bit gumby. It's just awkward. It's not fun. You get frustrated with yourself. This person's been away for 2 or 3 years. They know that's coming. So skill session really helps get around that. So if that's my offer, and we can tweak it, but that's the most basic version, I'm going to present it like I just thought of it. This video message should feel like I was sitting in the gym talking to the coaches and I went, oh, what about Jenny? We haven't seen Jenny in ages. Where's my phone? I'm going to give Jenny a quick message. Hey, Jenny, what's going on? That's how it should feel. So when it comes time for the offer, and this takes a little bit of skill in itself, but it's a really, when we look at the big needle movers for conversion, presenting it like you just thought of it. I call it the Boris Johnson effect, the bumbling fool, where you go, so let me know, how do we get you back in the gym if you need a free month to get back in the swing of it, or we can do a one-on-one personal training session or something like that. I don't know. You let me know, but I'm going to present it in an authentic way. And I know this is weird because I'm doing this again and again and again. The point is I want them to feel like I only sent one of these messages today and it was to them.
Yeah.
And that's how special they are.
Yeah. Great. Awesome. And also there is something that I don't think we ever spoke about that in any podcast we've done together because it's pretty new. It's AI. So you spoke about following up. And so since the last time we spoke, now AI is here. And so you got to realize that basically you're going to send that text message, that email, you're going to call, or ideally you're going to send that customized, personalized video message. And then they're going to answer. You got to be fast. Okay. Because that's it. Now you spark that interest. But if you take 3 days to reply back, that's it. The interest is gone and you lose them again. You got to be able to reply to them in less than 5 minutes. And if you reply to them in less than 5 minutes, the stat is that you have a 60% chance to continue the conversation if it's less than 5 minutes. If it's less than 1 minute, even better. Okay. But then if it goes to 10 minutes, then it's divided by 10. Now you have a 6% chance to continue the conversation. And now if it's 30 minutes, now you have it's divided by 10 again. You have a 0.6% chance to continue the conversation. So the speed is very important. Yeah. And so maybe you're doing your 20, 30 videos, custom video, but while you do that, you already receive some messages. And so what you can do is just connect AI to it. So first you need to train the AI so that the AI knows about your business, knows about the offer that you have, knows about how you can help people. You need to train the AI, but then the AI can also become your 24/7 assistant, helping you scheduling those consultation and warming zombie members, warming your dead leads, warming them up so that they finally book that consultation.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think this is something that people really miss when it comes to the buying decision or the motivation to start a fitness program. The motivation when people have that aha moment of this is it, I'm going to get fit. It burns hot, but it burns quick. Monday morning, they wake up and they go, this is it. I'm going to sort my life out. And by 10:30, they're having a muffin and a frappe and they go, maybe next week. It's not like buying a house where this is a long sustained motivation. So yeah, when someone decides that, hey, I'm hot right now, I'm interested, you've got to make sure that you can service those people as quickly as humanly possible. One thing I want to be really clear about, because we're looking at such a broad picture, and this is what's so fun about Remy and myself's chat, is everything we can throw at you guys, we're throwing at you. I know you guys well enough that there's some of you that are listening to us talk about AI or maybe even just the videos, all of this, and going, awesome. Yes. How do I level up? What's the next way? What's the next tool that I can use to make this better, to sharpen that blade and take this from a 4% conversion up to a 6% or a 7%? And then I know that there's some of you that are going, oh, that seems too hard. I'm okay for sending a text message, but oh, maybe a video message. Or I'm okay for sending a video message, but AI scares me. I don't know. Whatever it is, I want you to think about those feelings that you're having. If you're looking at anything we say now, in the future, or ever, and you're going, oh, that sounds too much, think about it the same way as a member who comes in and goes, oh, I'd really like to try CrossFit, but I'm not that fit. And I've seen the CrossFit Games and I can't do that, right? There's an air squat and then there's the CrossFit Games. There's levels to this shit. Start somewhere the same way that you would tell a member, look, just come in and do a push-up from your knees. I care more that you come in than I do that you get great and compete and all that kind of nonsense. It's the same thing here. If you're proficient with marketing already, if you're comfortable with this stuff, when we start talking about the kind of tools that get us excited, like AI, awesome. But if that is the one thing, or anything, any advanced strategy we ever talk about is the one thing that kind of scares you and makes you close down, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Understand that there's levels to it. Just drop back to the level that you're comfortable with and execute on that, because the only thing that matters is the execution.
Right.
All right. All the thinking and the umming and the ahhing and the sitting down and writing notes and strategizing, that's all bullshit. If you're really on the ball, we've given you enough information already. This is my challenge. If you are really serious about getting more members, especially ex-members, you're going to pause this video right now and you're going to send one, just one video message to one ex-member. That's my challenge to you. And if you don't, cool, that's all good. But I'm just saying, do you really want those members as bad as you say you do? Just throwing it out there.
Exactly. Yeah, just get started, guys. Obviously, there is different levels. For instance, we could improve the offer. I said nutrition coaching. You could like make the offer even better, or with, let's say, accountability coaching. You could add a health coaching online course that is connected to an app. There is different levels. We're just trying to make it simple here for you. Sending a video message is not that hard. It's just about doing it. Just send it 5 a day if 20 is too much, but just get started and do it. And maybe it's going to take you more than January to do it. It might take you until freaking June to do it, but that's great, because you're still going to add an extra maybe 5 clients a month just from that. 5-10 clients a month you can get just from that.
Easily. But Ty, my first video messages are going to suck. I'm not confident on camera. I don't know what to say. It's awkward.
It's going to get better.
Absolutely it will. Your first one will suck. Yeah. Your 10th one will suck a bit less. Yeah. Your 50th one will start to get good. Think about your first snatch. I'm sure we all cringe at the thought of our first Ollie lift. It was a mess. Unfortunately, I have a video hidden somewhere deep in the vaults of my first Ollie lifts, and it is. How I didn't blow my spine out my ass on that lift, I have no idea. But dirty reps, progress, not perfection. Right. Just get it done, right, guys.
So you said zombie members was the first strategy, and you said you have a second one. What is the second one?
Absolutely. Referrals. So when we look at those concentric circles of influence, we've got the zombie members, and in there, we're also putting in all the ex-leads. And then the next out from that, because remember, we're not just worried about getting the leads. We're worrying about, yes, I can get them. How easy are they to convert to a member? Because I can't change anyone's life if they're just a lead forever. And then once they're a member, how likely are they to stick on long enough for me to change their life through fitness? Because that's what we're all about at the core of it. And B, for me to actually make a financial return on the investment that I've made, right? For this to affect my life, my coach's life, my family's life. And so when we look at who fits those profiles the best, your referrals, like attracts like. If your members are awesome and the perfect fit, and they are by definition, then there's a pretty good chance that their friends, their family, their coworkers are going to be similar to them, and that they're going to be a good fit, that they're going to value their fitness just like their friend does. And then one of the great, this is what I love about referrals. Everyone sees referrals purely as a marketing or a lead generation type thing. I actually say it primarily as a retention thing, because I'm always worried about retention first and acquisition second. If you have a member bring in one of their friends and that friend joins, their average lifetime goes up by at least 50%, depending on a lot of factors, especially the quality of your class. But you've now got both of those members for a lot longer. And keep in mind, this is a massive subconscious misconception. We do not make money from signing people up. We make money by keeping people. So signing them up is great. That's awesome. But we make money by keeping them in the gym. We make money the same way that we have impact. That's what I love about this model. Very different to Globo gyms and that kind of stuff. We can only make money. We can only be prosperous if we can keep them long enough. So referrals. I'm going to try and keep this short because this is a subject that I can easily do a 4-hour workshop on. The biggest mistake that people make with referrals. Number one is they focus on the thank you. If someone brings in a friend, what am I going to give them? And secondly, their thank you sucks. The go-to one, a lot of you guys are going to be real unhappy with this. The go-to one is to either give a discount off your membership. No, our membership, that's our core revenue stream. We don't touch it. We lock it in a box. We don't discount it. We don't fuck with it. That is the lifeblood of our business. And your members don't care. It has very little impact. You say, hey, thanks for bringing in your friend. I'm going to give you 50% off your membership for the next 2 months. Oh, cool. Thanks. And guess what? That member has forgotten about that by the time they get in the car to drive home. It's had very little impact. What I want to do is I want to build a referral program that becomes a part of your culture. That's why I call it the cultural referral program. It snowballs where if I refer a member, your response to that makes me want to refer someone else. Not because you gave me some bullshit off the pro shop. I know you didn't pay that much for that. It's not special. Not because you gave me a Noble gift card. Maybe I wanted a Noble gift card. Maybe I don't need it. Maybe I don't like it. I'm going to bring someone else because I got a feeling that I can't get anywhere else, which is gratitude. You appreciated me, my action, my existence. So that's the big issue. And I'll get into how we say thank you properly. The other half of it is people focus on just that part of their referral program. So when people say, oh yeah, I've got a referral program. If someone refers a friend, I give them XYZ, right? But what about all the other stuff? That's step three is the thank you. That's what we do every week. Step one is looking at your process and asking, is this easy to sell? If I come up to one of your members at a barbecue and I say, oh, CrossFit ABC shirt, that's awesome. I've always wanted to try CrossFit. How would I get started? What would they tell me? Would they tell me, oh, I don't know. I think you could just probably go to the website. Oh, sure. I'm not going to do that. They go, oh yeah, it's really easy. All you got to do is go online. There's a form on the Try Us page. You've got to fill out your name, your age, your date. And then after that, they'll send you a link to sign up for the member management. And then you can do, I've already checked out. I'm thinking about the wings that I'm about to eat. I'm gone. If they say, oh, it's really simple. There's a class where we can bring friends along every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. If you want, I'll come do it with you. That's easy for my member to remember. Right. That's easy for me to understand and to say yes to. There's no jumping through hoops. Lower the barrier of entry as much as possible within reason. But if I can just give them something easy, something really easy to remember. Oh yeah, there's an intro class every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6:30 p.m. I can do it with you if you want. That's easy to remember. That's step one. Make the process easy to sell. All we're doing in a referral process is making our members our salespeople. Right? It's make it easy for them to sell. Take away all the fluff. That's number one. Number two is now that the process is easy to remember, you've got to educate the members. You've got to make sure that they know it. Super easy to do. You're going to be uncomfortable doing it, but we've already established screw uncomfortable. It's not a factor. So every day for 2 weeks, you're going to finish every single class and stand up in front of them for 30 seconds and say, hey guys, a lot of you have been asking how you can bring in all your friends, family, coworkers that are all excited about new year, new me resolutions and stuff to try a class. Really simple. Every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we've got a friends and family try it free class where you can do the workout with them. Every Saturday morning, 8 a.m., you can bring your friends and family along. Mm-hmm. You're going to repeat it. And then I'm going to do that every class for 2 weeks. They're all going to hear it again and again. No one's going to get bored. No one's going to get upset. Don't stress out. Then I'm going to put it in my WhatsApp group or my Facebook group as well, twice over that 2 weeks. And I'm going to send 2 emails over that 2 weeks just to make sure I really saturate and let everyone know. And the last step here is I'm going to schedule in 3 months or 6 months at the most from now, I'm going to schedule to do that again. and it's going to be a repeating process. I'm just going to keep re-educating my members, re-educating my members. So that's step two is education. And then step three is the thank you. How do I say a genuine and relevant thank you? I want to show gratitude. Gratitude is the name of the game here. If someone feels gratitude, they're a lot more likely to refer again. And that gratitude spreads through the gym. It builds like a snowball. So really easy. Set your cost of acquisition. What are you willing to pay to get a new member? Whatever it is. If it's $20, cool. That's probably too low. If it's 1 month of membership or maybe even 2 months, that's fine as well. This is going to be the maximum. Not what we're going to spend every time, the maximum. Then
1 month, I think, ask yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 month is fine.
It's $200, $250, yeah. Depending on how much you charge. Yes. But yeah, I would say around $150, yep. $200, $250 for 1 month of a membership. Absolutely. I think is a good idea.
Absolutely. And by the way, the better you do this system, the more you give a shit, the less you'll have to spend.
Right.
Right. I want to make it personal and relevant. Let's say Jenny refers her friend Sarah. Every week we run this system. Steps one and steps two, I need to do once. Mm-hmm. Then every week I sit down on a Monday and I run the report from last week for referrals. Cool. Jenny brought her friend Sarah in. What do I know about Jenny? During COVID, she learned how to bake, fell in love with it. She keeps bringing us in all of these paleo goodies, trying to fatten us up. Awesome. I'm going to jump on Etsy.com. I'm going to find a kettlebell shaped baking tin. It's going to cost me $15. I'm going to get it. When it comes in, I'm going to pull her aside and say, hey, Jenny, I just wanted to say a really quick but massive thank you for bringing Sarah into the gym. It means the world that you train with us and that you trust us with your fitness, and to trust us with your friend as well is a really big deal for us. So I just want to say a little thank you. We got to get a little gift, right? That gift, that $15 gift is going to mean so much more to Jenny than your 50% off your membership or your free t-shirt that's covered in dust from the pro shop, shit she doesn't care about. Look, if you just pull Jenny aside, let's say, hey, Ty, I have no money. Cool. Pull Jenny aside, look her in the eye, say thank you like you fucking mean it. Give her a hug, shake a hand, whatever's appropriate. That'll mean so much more. And what we see, this is the coolest one. People who do this system consistently, box owners who do this consistently, that member is now twice as likely to refer someone the next month.
Right.
And then it builds. And then it grows. We don't do this publicly. We don't make a big deal about it. Your members won't actually know there's a system here. This all happened behind the scenes. But now other members see that Daisy got flowers because she brought in a friend. And they see that this couple, professional couple with two young kids, they brought in another professional couple. So I paid for them to have a babysitter and a night out with dinner and a movie. Anyone watching this who's parents, man, imagine if a company that you frequented, that you're a patron of, paid for you to have a night out. It's only going to cost us like $150, 1 month of membership. Number one, you are never leaving, right? Again, this comes back to referrals or about retention. You are never leaving. You are never going to shut up about this gym. Your poor friends are going to have to hear about this gym every day now because they love you so much. And they're going to tell the other members, and it's going to be a positive thing. So anyway, I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I get excited about zombies and retention.
Basically, from what I understand is that it's not that much about how much you would spend to say thank you. It's more about the time, the effort, the thoughts that you would put into it that matters. So let's give some examples here. For instance, at the beginning of the podcast, I said that I'm currently in Dominican Republic because I'm kite surfing. Mm-hmm. How about, I don't know, kite surfing shorts? How much is that? It's like $30, $40 for that? But I would love something like that. What could it be for you? I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe some oil for your beard. Whatever. It could be obvious like that also. Well, like a comb. Actually, I got that once. Yeah. When was that? A year or two ago, one of my clients that has a nice bill as well, I got him on Amazon.com, like a nice calm, nice bill oil, and he was so happy with that. And it didn't cost me much.
You did this for me.
All right, I got you a microphone or a headphone.
I was complaining that I was complaining that my headphone broken. Vakey had these cool headphones. Ah, man. You overheard that. I didn't even remember saying that.
Right.
And then you gifted those to me as a thank you for being in Australia. That was huge, man. Showing that you listen.
Yeah.
That's all this is. Showing that you care. And I tell you who's not going to do this. The Globo Gym down the road, or probably even the other box down the road.
Yeah.
this is where we stand out. Your coaching is great. Guess what? So's everyone's. I got bad news for you. You might not want to believe it, but as far as your members are concerned, they can't tell the difference. Right. You got shiny new equipment. Most of your members don't give a shit. You've got all of these level 4,000 certificates. I don't know what that is. Who cares? But you care. You show right. people that you give a shit when their family doesn't listen to them. Their boss doesn't listen to them. They feel unheard, unseen in the world. And you see them. You got a member for life. Right. And you got someone who's going to want to bring their friends. Right. A massive one. If you just want a really fast, but really standout present here, this is one I'd forgotten about until yesterday. I was working with a private coaching client on this. There's a website, some of you guys might have heard of it, called Cameo, cameo.com, C-A-M-E-O. And basically celebrities and wannabe celebrities, they put a profile on there and then you can go on there and you can pay for them to send a personalized video message to anyone, right? Let's say you know that this member is a massive LA Lakers fan, right? Great. You go on there. There are a ton of players. You might even be able to find out who their favorite player is. And then they get a video that this video might cost you $80, $90. And they've got a video from their favorite player saying, hey, heard you're training hard. Keep it up. Love your work. If you search CrossFit, there's a bunch of CrossFitters on there. There's Alex Smith. There's Tia Claire Toomey. There's Patrick Vellner. There's, who do I see? Kara Saunders. There's a ton of CrossFitters on there. So if they're a hardcore frother for the games, jump on there. Imagine one of your members getting a message from Tia saying, hey, keep up the good work. Coach Ty tells me that you've been smashing it. I'm so proud of you. Keep going. That is going to mean, how much more does that mean than, oh, here's 50% off your membership for the next 2 months?
Exactly. Yeah.
Little bit of effort.
Exactly. Cool. All right. So those are your two strategies. I'll share mine. Yeah. Obviously, it's paid advertising for me. So first, you need to understand the mindsets of paid advertising. You can get leads currently online for $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $30. You should be successful with that type of cost per lead. Could be anywhere from $5 to $30. If you do it right, you can be successful. With what I'm going to share today, you're probably not going to get the cheapest leads, but at least you can get a lead for about $20. Okay. Then if you are responsive and once they reply to your text messages or your emails, you can get 50% scheduling rate. So $20 for a lead, half of them scheduled. It means that you can get an appointment for $40. Okay. Then you still have to remind them about the appointments to optimize the show for them to show up, right? So same here, you can use some custom personalized video messages to optimize the show up rate, but at least half of them should show up as well. So now for a show, you pay $80, okay? And then what you should do is just spend 30, 45 minutes, maybe 1 hour to get to know them, get to know about their struggle, get to know about their goals. And then you should have at least half of them that would enroll. You should close and enroll 50% of them. If you do that, then you can get a new client for $160. Okay. So you need to be cool. You need to be fine spending $160 to get a new client. So if you only charge $150 for your membership, you're screwed because you spend $160 and then you make $150 back and now you're minus 10. Okay. So it's cool because then you just have to wait for the second month and then now you start breaking even and more and then you start making money. But it would be nice that if on the front end, we could make money right away. So the solution for that, the best solution I found is to make a package, a program that is more transformational. And so to do that, the easiest I found is to basically do a check-in once a week. Okay, so you can do a 4-week program, you can do a 6-week program, you can do an 8-week program, you can do a 12-week program, but at least do a check-in once a week, okay? And you do that check-in with a body composition analyzer. So it doesn't have to be the latest in-body at $5,000 or $6,000. It doesn't have to be the latest best technology. Actually, on in-body, if you go on their website, there is the H20N. is the smart body composition scale. It's only $349, and you can pay monthly through Affirm. They let you pay, I think, in 6 months with 0% interest. Just invest in that type of device, could be with InBody or any other brand. And then you do a body scan once a week. If they reach their goals, then you high five them. Great job. If they do not reach their goal, it's probably that either they don't come to the classes. So here you want to track their attendance of the group classes, or it's probably that they are not following the meal plan. So I would recommend that you give them a meal plan or at least some nutrition coaching. It could be an app, it could be an online course, could be just a PDF with a grocery shopping list and just a 4 week, 6 week, 8 week meal plan. Okay. Check that they are actually following that. If they are not, then that's easy. You tell them, hey, you need to go through that health coaching online course, that nutrition online course. You can maybe even track the progress. If you have an app like this, if you have an online course like this, you just need to go through that. Oh yeah, what's the password for me to get access to that? Oh, where's the PDF again? And then you just maybe send them the meal plan again. And that's it. And then you check again next week that they would actually go through the meal plan. Maybe they do have access to the meal plan. Maybe they are actually following that meal plan, but they are still binge eating. And now it's not about the fact that they are hungry or not. It could be because it's like a coping mechanism. It's like actually more emotional eating. And so now you're not going to have to become their psychologist, but you just need to help them in terms of those coping mechanisms. What else could they do instead of snacking, binge eating? Maybe they can call their mom instead. Maybe they can walk in nature instead. Maybe they can do some breath work or meditation or whatever would work for them. Listening to music, pet their dog, whatever, but not binge eat. There is probably a healthier coping mechanism that they can adopt instead of binge eating. Just help them with some simple habit coaching. And if you do that, that's it. Now you have a program that is transformational and that you can charge more for. And so now you can charge $400 for a program like that for 4 weeks. You can charge $600 for a program like that for 6 weeks, $800 if it's 8 weeks. But at least even if you just do a 4 week program at $400, it costs you, remember, $160 to get a client. And then you get $400 back. And now you more than 2x your investment. And now it's not a problem. You don't need a marketing budget anymore. You know that now each and every time that you invest $160, you get $400 back. And now you can just keep doing that over and over again. And so then the only thing you got to do is just to have a picture, just a simple picture of your members working out. You put a text on it, you say 4 week transformation program, 6 week transformation program, results guaranteed if you can guarantee results because now you provide that type of progress tracking with the in-body composition analyzer and also you help in terms of habit coaching. Now you can start guaranteeing results when you do that. You have a little text, you tell them to reach out to you. It can even be a simple ad where you make them speak to you on Facebook Messenger or Instagram DMs, and that's it. And then you just book them for a consultation and you're good to go. But it starts by having that right mindset and realize that, yeah, it's going to cost you money to get a client, about $150 or $160. And so that's why you need an offer that is a bit more high ticket, where you would serve more, you would deliver more, you make it more transformational so that you can at least 2x your investment.
Absolutely, Matt. I love it. I think one of the biggest misconceptions, and I'm sure you see this a ton, is when people see anything to do with paid marketing, they become myopic on the ad. Maybe the ad, the audience, that's what they get focused on is how good my ad? How do I make this ad better? How do I optimize the copy, the title, the visual, all this stuff? But if we really take a step back and look at what you were just saying, what are the two biggest factors that are going to decide, number one, how much you pay per person, and number two, whether this person is actually profitable to the business long-term. Number one is your conversions. the ad just gets you the leads. So many people get caught up in this idea that ads are going to save their life. No, ads will get you leads. If you can't handle those leads, all you're doing is just adding shit to the pile. So if you're not happy with how many members you're getting, before you start worrying about getting more leads, start looking at the process. And all of a sudden, you've just got to start tracking it for a week or two. And you go, oh, my conversion rate between a lead inquiry and whatever your next step is, say an intro, is 40%. All right, if we just double that, now we've got twice as many intros. And then the next one, oh, it's a 60% conversion. All right, let's improve that. Now we've got more, right? And then at the end of it, you've got more people through the same amount of leads. And by the way, this applies whether you're doing paid advertising or just organic inquiries. You've got more people. And if you're doing paid advertising, every percent up that conversion rate goes, your cost of acquisition goes down, right? And then the second half of this is retention. I'll say it again. We don't make money from signing people up. We make money from keeping them. So ask yourself, number one, who am I advertising to? Am I advertising to the right people? Are these the kind of people who I'm going to get in? There's lots of people out there that you can get to come in for no reason. And I do believe CrossFit is for everyone. Absolutely. But if your ad is clearly going to target tire kickers, if you're going the opposite of this, and instead of doing a premium package, you're doing a, hey, try 15 weeks for $8 or some bullshit, you're going over the top with it. Guess what kind of people you're going to get in? You're going to get the people that maybe you can convert them and sign them up, but they're not going to stick around. And so now you've put all of this time, all of this effort, all of this money into getting these people, but there's no thought for retention. Right. So regardless of whether it's, especially with paid ads, because you've got the extra kind of leverage point of you're actually investing money now, but regardless of how you do it, you've got to get your conversions dialed in, starting from the sign up and working back, not from the lead and working forwards. And then you've got to make sure that you can keep these people, whether that's through active retention strategies or just making sure that you're advertising to the right kind of people. And I want to jump in because we've talked about this before. We've seen this at seminars that we've both sought at. I know there's a lot of people that as soon as you started to say 6 week, 8 week, 10 week programs, they went, what? A 6 week challenge? I don't do those. I don't like those. They're bad for you. That's the same as those people that say deadlifts are bad for you. Yeah, sure. If you tuck your chin, look under your legs and lift so that you slide your spine out your arse, yeah. Deadlifts are bad. Bad deadlifts are bad. Bad challenges are bad. Just because it's a framework, a structure of a 6 week program that has a cost, that has certain things and timelines and results,
well,
doesn't mean that it's the same as every other bullshit challenge.
The thing is that the 6 week challenge has a bad rep because a lot of gym owners used it as a bait and switch. As a free 6 week challenge where basically they would advertise it as something that is free. But then once gym prospects would show up, then you would tell them, actually, it's not free. You have to pay me $600 deposits and then it's free if you lose 20 pounds. And so that's called the bait and switch offer. And so that's why it would trash your reputation when you do it like this, because you're just completely lying to people. We don't do it this way. That's not what I recommend. What I recommend is just focus on an amazing offer that is not just the exercising, but it's also the nutrition. It's also the habit and accountability coaching. Then you just tell them the consultation is free. You can come. We're going to spend 45 minutes, 1 hour together. I'm going to give you the best recommendation I have for you to reach your goals. It can be with us. It can be without us. No strings attached. And just come for that consultation. The consultation is free, but you're not going to say that the 6 week challenge is free though. You're not going to lie about that.
There's a special place in hell for gym owners who do bait and switch. It's the nastiest thing. You're killing your business. You're killing everyone else's business. You're getting short-term gains with leads on the front end that aren't going to stick around and you're pissing a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Don't do bait and switch.
It's going to work for a month, 2 months, 3 months, but then your reputation goes to the toilet. And then it's getting harder and harder. And then you need to continue to advertise and spend a lot of money on advertising. And then it's just a hamster wheel and you can never get out of it.
Yeah.
So it's better to do it the right way. Don't do a bait and switch. Just focus on transformational results. Improve your offer a little bit. Don't just offer CrossFit or group classes or semi-private or one-on-one personal training. also help with the other things that people need to get the results. Keep in mind that they're going to come to your gym 3 hours a week. There is another 165 hours in that week. That's where they also need the help. So help them with that as well. But just focus on that. Just focus on really helping people. Don't lie about the cost of it. Just focus on really serving them. All right, Ty, it has been a long time already. We've been on for more than an hour. Let's wrap it up, yeah? So last time we did podcast, you were focused more on doing seminars. You were focused more on one-on-one coaching. And I know that you changed the way you coach. It actually became even more affordable. Can you tell me a bit more about how you do it now?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, the only program that I'm running for the next few months is something that I'm really proud of, and purely because the results are just insane. We call it the member machine because that's what it is. We install, or we help you. We work with you to install 9 fundamental systems. 2 of them we spoke about today, the zombie member and the referral program, the cultural referral program. The big thing here is we're setting you up for evergreen success. So the program is only 12 weeks long. It actually finishes in about 10 weeks. We usually get it done, but it keeps working forever. These systems, they keep working forever, and it doesn't require any paid advertising. It doesn't require anything other than just you and your phone and some work ethic. And I've also added weekly payment options now. So for $86, you get started. That's it. And it's incredible. 30-day money back guarantee. Everything I can do to make it as obvious a decision as possible. It's really simple. If your main priority right now is to get more members and keep them longer, because we spend just as much time on retention as we do getting new members, we also work a little bit on getting your coaches all sorted, everyone's levels up, raising your prices, a little bit of social media stuff in there. If that's your main goal right now, this starts next week or maybe this week, depending on when you're watching it. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, man. What are you doing?
Man, that's cool. $86 a week. That's a no-brainer. 30-day money-back guarantee.
Easy.
And you teach how to get a bunch of new members by using the referrals, by using the zombie members, the dead leads, and even more strategies that we didn't had the time to speak about today.
Yes.
That's cool.
Bunch of fun.
For me, I would say, you know, what I would recommend. So we have the full-on 2-3 months one-on-one coaching program. It's like full-on. Mm. It's intense. But what I would recommend is actually just to get started with the software that I spoke about, that is using the AI. Mm. Because if you can improve your scheduling rates, even if you use a Thai strategy with the content marketing, with the referral programs, with all the leads, the dead leads, the zombie members, if you have AI helping you with that scheduling rate, it's going to make Thai's systems even better. And if I also teach you how to advertise, then you absolutely need that, because the speed is very important. You need to have AI to help you converse with your leads, warm them up, book those consultations, so that you don't just generate leads, you generate appointments. That's what matters. You want appointments. You don't just want leads. You want appointments that show up, that convert into clients. I have a software. It's $147 a month, and it comes with an online course where I would show you how to set up the ads, where I would show you how to set up the software. And it also comes with my tech team that can help you, my tech support team that can help you on Slack, set up the system, set up everything for you. It's just $147 a month. It comes with the free 14-day trial so that you can just try it out for free for 14 days. And that's what I would recommend for now.
I love it, dude. I love it. And look, anyone who's worked with me before, anyone who's been to a seminar or anything like that, I have pretty overt and strong feelings about marketers. All right. And Remy's a lot more than a marketer, but this is literally the only guy I've ever partnered with that I've ever let talk at my seminars about marketing, especially about paid marketing, because I don't know if you guys can tell, I hope it's very clear, but this is the ethical way to do it. All right. This is the, if you want to take an advanced approach, if you really want to supercharge and accelerate the process, if you're comfortable learning these systems, because the software, I use it, it's fantastic. Remy's your guy, all right? I openly talk shit about almost every marketer in the fitness space, but I can't do it for Remy because, heart's in the right place. The right thing to do is always the right thing to do. So yeah, that's a great deal. The software is well worth it.
Thanks for that, man. And same for me. You're the only guy that I would recommend in the fitness industry to work with. So that's why we're buddies, and I would definitely recommend your services as well. All right, man. Let's wrap it up. Very nice to speak with you, man. And
you too, brother, as always. To everyone watching, thank you so much. And wherever you're watching this, any follow-up questions for Remy or myself, please drop a comment. We're going to keep an eye on this. And we both love what we do, so we're always happy to help. Remy, thank you. Those watching, thank you. Have an incredible start to 2024, guys.
Ciao, guys.